chapter 6. And before we do attendance, we'll start off with speaker's business. So first of all, please see the resignation from Councillor Truong. That's in your late editions, I believe. And a big welcome to Julia. I don't know if she's in attendance today. Nope, she will be a new councillor joining us. Also, if there's any of you who haven't signed the confidentiality agreement, that is members of council and not proxies, it'd be great if you could come sign one right now. Also, your plates. So your plates should be at the back on the table before 8 o'clock. That's when all the food and the plates are getting cleaned up. So if you forget to bring it back, then you're going to have to walk it all the way over to sub afterwards. The meetings will be in here from now on for the rest of the year. If this room proves to be unusable, then we will try to find something else. But for now, this is the best we have. At next meeting, we'll have iClickers for voting, so that will be a little bit more convenient. Also, this presentation screen isn't bad. I would also like, I was going to have a training session for all of you at this meeting, but because we have fall retreat, I decided against it. But I just wanted to give a couple notes on that. So first of all, people have been coming and visiting me or emailing me in my office, and that's fantastic. That's the best way. It saves so much time at council if you come beforehand, and we can talk about how to best figure out what you're trying to do and how to do it. And I hope it's been helpful for those individuals who have sought me out, but it's the best way. If you have any questions, don't hesitate ever to call me, email me, drop by. I have absolutely no problem with that. Also, for if you're ever not sure about anything, this is for the new as well as the old, just raise your hand. If you're supposed to say point of parliamentary inquiry, but I don't care. You can at any time just say point, you know, point of something, whatever. I'll recognize you, and you can just ask me how something's working. Because that way, if you have that question, probably a lot of other people have that question. And I think something that hurts council a lot of times is that everybody thinks that everybody else knows more than them, and that's never the case. And so there's a lot of lack of understanding sometimes of what's going on, and just because no one is willing to ask the question. So just please feel free to ask those questions. Also, because this is the fall now, and we've been doing this for a little while, I'm going to be a little bit more strict in terms of debate. So I'm going to be more quick to call you out if you are saying something that's not relevant to the discussion. If you're saying something that has already been said, I may make a comment after you speak. I will also be limiting debate more regularly. So if we're on our third question period, for example, or even our second question period, I might say questions now must be before 30, like under 30 seconds, and responses will have 2 minutes. And that's just so that we can get through our business as quick as possible. I think that sometimes when council meetings go too long, you end up sacrificing a lot of really good discussion on the business that comes at the end of the meeting, which often is some of the most important business because those are our general orders. So I'm going to be a little bit more strict with that. Also, you should be aware that you can limit debate at any time if you feel like you want to do that. You can raise a motion to do that, and I will recognize you. Okay, so on the agenda, you'll notice a die board ruling, discipline interpretation and enforcement board, and that's in the late editions, I believe. Or it's, yeah, late editions, 12-10-01. So just take note of that. If you have any questions about that, feel free to ask. Also, I will be special ordering item 7C from the late editions to take place immediately after... immediately after this, as well as 7B from the main, 7A from the main agenda, just because our standing orders say that we deal with nominations first. Also, item 7B from the main agenda has been withdrawn, so that motion is no longer on the agenda. What else have we got here? Oh, okay, so because it's the first meeting of the trimester, we're going to read the council oath, so if everybody would stand up. Okay, so just repeat, wait for our last stragglers here. Yeah, you can stand up too. Okay, so repeat after me. I am not here for me.
I am not here for me.
I am here for the people. that lent me their power, in exchange for a promise. I will keep that promise, to make decisions with their interest in mind. I will vote after knowing the facts, not before. I will use Robert's rules for their purpose. Not my own. I will oppose ideas. Not people. I will think before I speak. Not speak just to think. I will take the job seriously. Or not take the job at all. I will represent my fellow students' interests. Not my own. I am not here for me. Okay. Great. Okay, and then just the last thing that I have to deal with. So just raise your hand when I ask this question if this is you. So how many of you are unaware or unsure of the rules regarding in-camera? So what you're allowed to talk about, when you're allowed to talk about it, how you're allowed to talk about it, anything to do with in-camera executive session. Okay, anyone else? Sorry?
I mean, I have a pretty good idea. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure, but I'm not here to
decide. Okay. Just because you are likely aware of the article that was in the Gateway regarding a motion that we discussed in council, and that was a very clear, if the Gateway story is correct, and I have no reason to believe that it's not, that is a very clear violation of in camera by four members of Students' Council, which is an incredibly serious offense. If it was determined who those individuals were, there could easily be disciplinary sanctions either through this body, through a censure, or through DIE Board, Discipline Interpretation Enforcement Board, which could lay on you other sanctions, including personal fines. There could also be, if the issue was serious enough, there could also be legal implications for you coming from the Students' Union. And that actually could have been a factor in this, depending on how you look at it. So I don't want any of you to walk away and think that that wasn't a serious thing. I have no idea who it was. It could have not been true, for all I know. But I want you all to walk away understanding that that is an incredibly serious offense that happened. And if you're ever unsure about what you are or are not allowed to talk about, just come and ask me. I'm pretty available on phone, on email, dropping in, and I'll let you know, I'll have a conversation with you. You can also, I'm probably the best person to ask in terms of this. And just to be clear, you can talk. Our standing orders say that we have to publish the motions and proceedings. So if you look in the under our minutes section, what's written, you will see the actual wording of the motion. And so because that is public, you can talk about that. But that's the limit of what you can talk about when something was handled in an executive session. So you can talk about the wording of that motion, not any of the debate that surrounded it. And so I just want you all to realize that it's really disheartening when that happens, because it's a pretty easy thing not to do. And it really reflects poorly on the Students' Union and on the students that elected whoever individual that is, to see that their elected member is disregarding the rules of their own body. So, if you have any questions about that, you can feel free to ask me now if anyone has any general questions that I can explain a little bit more, or else feel free to drop by at any point. Does anybody have any questions about any of that? No? Okay. Great. So, last thing we'll do now is attendance. President Yamagishi.
Present.
Vice President Chellen.
Present.
Vice President Kuzmu.
Present.
Vice President Chima.
Present.
Vice President Sumar.
Yeah.
Governor Kelly.
Present.
Councillor Milner.
Present.
Councillor Kim.
Present.
Councillor McGinn.
Present.
Councillor Kinda.
Present.
Ms. Wilson for Councillor Mills.
Present.
Councillor Hanwell.
Present.
Ms. Black for Councillor Borden.
Present.
Councillor Lay.
Present.
Councillor Holt.
Present.
Councillor Smith.
Present.
Councillor Curlew. Councillor Lang.
Present.
Councillor Crone.
Present.
Councillor Babick.
Present.
Councillor Reitz.
Present.
Councillor Carson.
Present.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Present.
Councillor Champagne.
Present.
Councillor Jackson. Councillor Kuchi Gazil.
Yep.
Councillor Wynn.
Present.
Excuse me. Councillor Pham.
Present.
Councillor Bowie. Councillor Mumfries.
Present.
Councilor Hodgson?
Present.
Here. Oh, and the last thing is the reason that I wanted everyone here close up is because we don't have microphones in this room, and so even if you can hear the other individual, it may be hard to hear you on the recording. And so the reason I wanted to put you all here is because originally I was going to make everyone stand when they wanted to talk so that their voice would be projected, but I thought ideally for you all, you would be able to just sit. It might be more comfortable, but if this isn't working out, and that's why I was a bit hesitant about this side, then I will be asking individuals to stand when they're speaking. So that's why we're doing that. Okay, so now moving on to the agenda, we will move on to item 7A. Which is Chellen Mills moved to appoint one arts counselor to serve as an officer of the board for the collective body for art dues. Vice President Chellen, would you care to introduce?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the collective body for arts dues constitution requires one member of students council who is an arts counselor to be appointed to the board of the collective body for arts students. They will be a non-voting member. Their responsibilities are to communicate between the Students' Union and the collective body for arts students. You will be expected to attend bi-weekly meetings of the board, provide updates at CBAS board on SU issues affecting the collective body for arts students, and vice versa, provide any relevant updates to the Students' Union on CBAS issues. So, looking for one student to volunteer for this, and I'm sure that CBAS, the Faculty Association for Arts, would be greatly appreciative of whoever volunteered.
Point of information.
Since
one of the arts counselors is on CBAS, is there a need for this?
Go ahead.
Thanks for the question. There certainly is no provisions within the collective body for arts constitution. There is no provision for having an executive on council. I've been requested by their external communications director to appoint someone. Whether or not that can or not be Councillor Mills is up to council. Yeah, so they've requested a representative.
Okay, so we'll go with nominations. Are there any nominations? Councillor Kinda.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Mills.
Ms. Wilson, has Councillor Mills given you any indication?
No, but sorry, I don't know what it is, but I'm on CBAS.
So I'll take that as decline. Is there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Vice President Kuzner.
Councillor McGinn.
Councillor McGinn, to you.
I respectfully decline this for my amendment already with the 8th report.
Councillor Wynn. Are there any further nominations? Councillor Babick. Councillor Hanwell.
I respectfully decline.
Are there any further nominations? Vice President Sumar.
So a question to the floor.
Sorry, there are no room for questions to the floor at this point. Are there any further nominations? Councillor Smith.
I'd like to nominate you, Councillor Board.
Miss Black, for Councillor Black. Okay. Are there any further nominations? Okay, congratulations to Councillor Borden. Okay, so the motion we move on to next is 7C, which is Hodgson moves to appoint two members of Students' Council to the Audit Committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Lay, Councillor Hodgson, we could introduce.
Yeah, so the Audit Committee needs a couple more members. It's a very fun committee. I'll give you a quick overview of what we do. We review profit and loss statements from all SU departments, so this is the businesses like Juicy, Trent, Dunn, as well as we review departments such as Student Council. We can see how the money is being spent for Student Council. We also review all the credit card statements from the exec and from Student Union employees, so you get to look through and see if they're, you know, going on for strippers and booze. We also review the Faculty Association's financials. So every year they submit their financials to us, and we go through that. So it's a pretty fun process. That'll be coming up pretty quick here, which is why we need the extra manpower. We also review the financials for three of the DFUs, I believe. It's the APER, CJSR, and the GATE. So they submit all their financials to us, as well as evidence that they're fulfilling the mandate. We go through all this and approve the release of their DFU.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
How detailed are usually these faculty associations' financials? Like, does it go down to $20 per office expense? Or?
It varies, depending on how accurate or how well their reporting is. So I guess to give an example, so far we've done perks, financials, and so there they kind of had a general breakdown. We're not looking at like maybe every $10 to $20 expense. If, say, we had reason to believe there was something suspicious, we could request that. But generally, we don't go down to that kind of level. But it is quite interesting to look at how these organizations spend their money, how a lot of them collect FAMPs. You can see where that money is being collected to go towards. So I encourage you to nominate yourself or somebody else for the committee. It's a lot of fun.
Go ahead.
What's the meeting?
Sorry?
What's the meeting for audit committee?
We do not have a meeting scheduled formally set for this trimester yet. Our next meeting is Thursday at 5 p.m. We will be setting our meeting schedule for the semester then. So now is a good time to get ready because you can work around your schedule. Yeah.
Who is on the committee?
Myself, Councillor Lay, Councillor Mills, Governor Kelly, there's five of us. myself. There we go.
Okay, are there any nominations? Councillor Wei.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Holt.
Councillor Holt, do you accept?
Can I ask a question first?
What kind of time is it?
That's fine, yeah.
Currently we've been meeting twice a week, depending on the amount of... once every 2 weeks. This period of time will be kind of be playing it by ear. I mean, if we get four faculty associations reporting to us all at once, we are required to go through their financials within, I think, 30 days of receiving them to approve them, because we actually have to sign off before they get their FAMP, if they have one. So if we get a lot of work piled up, we could be meeting once every week, but that would be the odd occasion, and we wouldn't have to very often. So bi-weekly.
I'll accept the nomination.
Vice President Jelen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Monfries.
Councillor Monfries, do you accept? Councillor Wynn.
I want to nominate myself.
Okay. Is there any further nominations? Councillor Lay.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Babbitt.
Councillor Babbitt, do you accept? Okay. Seeing no more nominations, congratulations to Councillor Holt and Councillor Wynn. We will now move directly to committee reports. Are there any members who wish to make a report? Vice President Scheller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One last reminder, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, we have the student representative open house coming to constituents and your faculty association reps.
Great. Any further executives wish to make a report? Vice President Kuzmir.
So just to add on to my report, I had a really cool meeting yesterday with Deputy Premier in RAC. So that was fun. He read a lot and we talked about some good issues. And I told him that we follow up some of the issues that we're talking about then at the Fox meeting we'll have with him this Monday. That's all looking forward. Again, I'm really looking forward to some members who are interested in being part of the external advocacy team to jump on board. We have a student here at large, Garrett. He's interested in joining, putting on the spotlight. But if any other councils are interested, that'd be fantastic. And I'd really appreciate it. I have some more info sheets here that I'll be passing around. And yeah, I also had a meeting with another MLA and the city councilor today about property taxes. But yeah, things are going coming along slowly, so that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other members? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a few updates. First off, sorry that my report came out so late. I was basically chicken with my head cut off running last week, so I wasn't able to write my report last week. But just a few updates just from today. So the Vice President of Operations and Finance and I, as well as Councillor Moncrief and Councillor Ritz, all sat in on the House Center Advisory Group meeting. We got a lot of updates about the Provostial Fellow Robin Everall, I believe her name is, regarding basically mental health and her study on that. We also talked a lot about the budget in terms of where fees are actually going in terms of the health center. The president and I also went to a residents budgetary advisory group meeting where we discussed, basically I think the main topic was rent increases, potential rent increases for 2013-2014. Finally, the Vice President External and I went to, basically just got back from a meeting with Councillor Jade Batty, discussing municipal property taxes as well as UPACs. Councillor Batty is one of, she's the Vice Chair, I believe, of the Public Infrastructure and Transportation Committee for the city, so it was important for myself to talk to her, especially about the UPAS. She seemed very receptive on both fronts. So hopefully we can move forward pretty steadily with the city council. So, thanks a lot.
President Yamaguchi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'd like to start off by just saying welcome back, everybody, and I hope you all had a great week. Welcome. So I just want to give my congratulations to the recent light and his team for putting on a great WOW and having records breaking your sales. So. Second on the agenda, just an update on the Lister issue. So we are still talking with the university administration, and we had an agenda setting planning meeting. So we talked about setting an agenda of some topics that we wanted to discuss with them. We still haven't had concrete for the date after having this meeting. However, I'll keep you guys very much informed, and hopefully we can move forward on that issue right away. And a big congrats to the LHSA for all the hard work they've been doing in the issue so far this year. Outside of that, let's see. Everything is running good. It's really busy, but I'm pretty happy about the video here. And I have a video. I've become a video star. So check out the link I put below. There's a video made by some recent grads from the Sort of Office. I talked about student engagement and coming to the university and how great everything is here. So it was a lot of fun. I got to ride the bike all over the place. Behind the golf cart. So check it out. It was pretty fun. Oh, and sorry, just to add, also if anyone does want to talk about going forward or the strategy that we're taking with the Lister issue, we would prefer to move to camera just because it is strategic discussion. So yeah.
Okay. Are there any committees or board members who wish to make reports? Seeing none. Okay, before I forgot to do this earlier, I'm going to pass around a sheet. I need all your CCIDs, and that's so that I can check to make sure you're all students. So I'm going to pass this around, just including the executive. You just write your name and then your CCID, only if you're a counselor.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Does CCID mean like your email?
Yeah, the CCID is the front of your, before the at Alberta. It's the easiest way for us to check if we're students is just to add your CCID. I could go through each name, but it'll take me hours. I don't want to do that. Okay, so move on to question period then. So the first...
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead. I already did it. Okay, so moving on to question period. First question is to President Yamaguchi, and there is a response provided. I believe that was said by Councillor McGinn. Councillor McGinn, was there any further information you would like from item 5A?
Not from me, no.
Nope.
I'm number two to this
thing. Okay, so item 5B. Another question from Councillor McGinn, and you said you wanted further clarification?
Yeah. Given the, under motion 2 from the Board of Governors, it states that in accordance with the relevant MOA that will be negotiated between Res Services and Residents Association 2010-2011, is that the same MOA that from 2009, or did, because it was the that one that I was provided a copy of said 2009. So I was just curious if this motion was another MOA that was also signed, or, and if possible, can that also be, I guess, provided?
So that is a separate agreement for this time. So I guess to each level of the MOA, it's supposed to be somewhat renewed every year. Okay. So there's these working agreements that, like the one that I was talking to you earlier this afternoon,
yeah,
that are tied to those. So I'm trying to think of my hand. Yeah, we do have a copy. I can get that to you. And one thing that I will point out is that the formal agreements, that continuing document, it hasn't been signed, I believe, in 2011-2012, and possibly 2010-2011. I have to check for you on that. So we are kind of under question of if that was continued in the process. The 2008 MOA still stands as the official document, and those kind of continuous updates are more just to update both Resident Services and the LHSA about if they're meeting their incident reduction targets, and if the two reports following the 2009 one and the 2010, they did review those incident reduction targets. So it's kind of just a follow-up, but I can get to send that to council.
Is that a point of information? Oh, okay, sorry, we're still in written questions. Okay, so 5C to Vice President Sumar. Councilman McGinn, did you want any clarification on that?
No, that one's, yeah, just for clarity.
Okay, so councillors, on the late editions, you can see written answers to all those questions if you're curious. So now we will move on to questions from the floor. So, Councillor Kinda?
Yep, my question is just regarding question 5A.
To the president,
could you provide a copy of the MOU to council? Or can you provide it with that? Because that wasn't attached in
the
elections.
Yeah, sure. I sent it out via email to all of you guys.
Oh, okay.
So you should have it. If not, I can definitely send that out. It's also in our press releases on the website. So I think it's.
Are there any further questions? Seeing none, President Yamaguchi?
Actually, no, it's
okay. Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to. Okay. Vice President Chalin?
Vice President Kuzmin, what is happening after open house tomorrow?
I'm glad that you're interested. curious. So one of my goals this year is to get campus to be a little bit more politically engaged, to regularly meet with political groups on campus, from the NDP group on campus to the PC group on campus, to Wild Rose and to even Occupy groups, etc. One of the events that one of the groups that I'd like to regularly meet is that they're having NDP MPs drop by campus tomorrow after the open house event. They're both young. One of them is younger than me. Another one is like a couple months older. So they're from Quebec, in case you haven't noticed. But I recommend you guys check it out. It's a cool event, and it's as counselors, you know, ask some good PSC questions if you do have to go. So
yeah. Where's the point of information? What time is that?
Point of information. I don't know. I think I wrote in my report, so go check it out.
Yeah.
Councillor Pham?
This is to Vice President Academic. Is that FDR tomorrow? Is that like elected representatives meeting each other, or is it elected representatives meeting like
institutions? Vice President Chalin?
Yeah, thanks for the question. So we've invited faculty associations, faculty council representatives, department associations, executives, department council executives, as well as Students Council and Students Union executives, to attend. We've also sent an open invite to students based off the marketing done through the elections office. So we expect some constituents to come out who will want to meet you, but I suspect the biggest target audience will be your faculty association and other representatives of students in faculties and departments.
President Yamagishi.
Mr. Speaker, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, I was wondering, seeing as this room is a little bit awkward, yes. Do you know if there's any possibilities for better meeting rooms?
Yes. Yeah, there are. No. If this room really doesn't work out, then we can try. I mean, I know this is a bit awkward, but I think, according to the university, this is the best we're going to get, and like, it seems to be working okay. It's a little bit awkward, so if you have a problem with this room, send me an email, and if I get enough emails, then I'll look into it. But there's a good chance that we're stuck here. Okay, sure, Ms. Henry.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, I meant to jump and see if I could borrow some of the questions I have speaking time. Quick plug for the elections office on the open house event tomorrow. If you know someone who's interested in running for a seat, bring them. It's an excellent opportunity before the nomination deadline to try and get some new people into vacancies that exist on council and chasing.
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, and I forgot, I meant to introduce Amanda Henry. I think you all have been introduced before, but this is another great resource for council. It's the Student Governance Advisor located in the lower level of the Students' Union building with a lot of the other services there. So, yeah, she's another fantastic resource if you have any questions about council. Governor Kelly.
I guess just a point of parliamentary inquiry. Can I ask a question on the floor?
No, it would have to be directed to somebody.
Okay, I'll direct it to you. Would it make sense for councillors if perhaps any members of councillors can think of a different room that they've been in that might be suitable for a council meeting? Maybe would it be a good idea to have them email you?
That would be a fantastic idea. And had I thought of that earlier, I would have said. So yes, if you don't like this room and you have an idea for a better room, then maybe that's the best way. Email me. Councillor Babick.
Mr. Speaker, would Brad
appropriate, yes. Logistically possible, no. Okay. Seeing no further. Councilor McGinn.
Given that there's some concern from councillors about questions of what they're allowed to ask and what they're not allowed to ask in public, would it be appropriate if questions regarding in-camera discussions, is this where we move in camera?
Yes.
If there's questions concerning the in-camera.
Yes. If there's questions concerning what was discussed in camera, then that should go in camera. If it's a question about what in camera means, it can be asked here.
Concerns from councillors in regards to what can be said in camera and what cannot be asked in camera, or what can be asked ex camera. So, if that's the case, I would like the motion to go in camera.
Okay. Is there a seconder to that motion? Vice President Sumar. All those in favor? Sure, yeah.
Okay. If a councillor wasn't here for the in camera session last meeting, do they have to leave as well?
No, if any member of council has full ability to know what went on in camera, even if they weren't in attendance. Proxies also have the ability to say as long as they've signed a confidentiality agreement. So if we do go on camera, I'm going to ask proxies to come up and sign a confidentiality agreement. So there's the motion to move into executive session. So all those in favor of moving into executive session, please raise your placards nice and high. Yeah, that passes. Okay, so we'll move into executive session. I'd ask all guests and non-members to leave and all proxies to come up and sign confidentiality.
So just a motion to move ex camera.
Sure. Is there a seconder to that motion? Vice President Sumar. All those in favor of moving ex camera? Okay. Move ex camera. If someone wouldn't mind running up and seeing if they're still there. Are there any further questions?
in public? No? Oh, Vice President Sumar?
Well, can you just give me like...
Yeah. Sure, Council Member.
I was just wondering, do you have a... Is this an ex-camera?
This is ex-camera, yes.
Like,
out of the
camera?
Yeah.
Not in executive session?
Yeah, not in executive session. Yeah. Oh, that was your, question? Or is that... Or you want to... I got you. Sorry.
Point of privilege.
Go ahead.
Can we take a moment of silence to remember the events of September 11th, 2001?
We're not Americans.
So we can respect...
We also take a moment for the 27th anniversary of the Chechnya massacre in Tajikistan.
You know what? What I'm going to do is not do anything. And if council wants, after the meeting, they can take a moment of silence. But I don't want to start getting into picking and choosing which ones. Vice President Sumar?
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead.
My question is, when a motion is put forward on the main agenda, at what point can a motion be withdrawn?
Sure.
Just for my understanding, when a motion is put on the main agenda, it just belongs to the floor as opposed to being able to be withdrawn.
So a motion can be withdrawn unilaterally by the speaker, by the mover, up until the motion has been, what it says in Robert's Rule, has been read by the speaker. So basically, since I don't read every motion out loud, it would be when we get to that point and I say, we'll now be discussing this. Up to that point, it can be removed unilaterally from the mover. After that point, it has to be unanimous consent in order for it to be removed. Okay, are there any further questions? Seeing none, we'll move out of the question period. And I will ask if there is any further business from the floor. Seeing none, is that form with CCIDs on it somewhere? Has anybody not put their name on that? Okay, great. So we'll do attendance then. President Yamagishi.
Present.
Vice President Chellen.
Present.
Vice President Kuzmu.
Present.
Vice President Shima.
Present.
Vice President Sumar.
Present.
Governor Kelly.
Present.
Councillor Milner.
Present.
Councillor Kim.
Present.
Councillor McGinn.
Present.
Councillor Kinda.
Present.
Ms. Wilson.
Present.
Councillor Hanwell.
Present.
Ms. Black.
Present.
Councillor Lay.
Present.
Councillor Holt.
Here.
Councillor Smith.
Present.
Councillor Kulu. Councillor Lang.
Present.
Councillor Krohn.
Present.
Councillor Babick.
Present.
Councillor Ritz.
Present.
Councillor Carson.
Present.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Present.
Councillor Champagne. Councillor Jackson. Councillor Cucci-Gazil.
Yeah.
Councillor Wynn.
Present.
Councillor Pham. Councillor Bowie. Councillor Moncrief. Councillor Hodson.
Present.
I am here. Okay, we'll see you in 2 weeks.